Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're talking about living in the supernatural naturally. We're doing topics number 4 and 5 today. Topic 4 is the practical application in life, and 5 is how to develop the human spirit. Let us now go to the practical application in life. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's the King James Version. Let me now go to the Amplified Version. And beloved, if our conscience, our hearts, do not accuse us, if they do not make us feel guilty or condemn us, we have confidence, complete assurance and boldness before God. Verse 22. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey his orders, observe his suggestions and injunctions, follow his plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to him. The voice of our human spirit is called our conscience. The conscience is the voice of a human spirit, once again, and it speaks loud and clear whenever the word of God is violated, unless our conscience is seared and hardened. What do we mean by that? Whenever you do something against the word of God, your conscience, the voice of your spirit, will tell you you're doing something wrong and you need to stop it or change. A very typical example in the life of a believer or the life of any person on this earth. If someone hurts you, immediately you start to feel unforgiveness towards them. Now, the normal way to say is, I'm not going to forgive that person. They've hurt me. I've got a right to have unforgiveness towards them. But the Bible says we are not to have unforgiveness, that we are to forgive those that hurt us. So your human spirit, your conscience will speak to you and say, you have to forgive them. Now you've got a decision to walk in the flesh, not to forgive, or to walk in the spirit and to forgive. When our conscience is seared, that means it's become desensitized. When the Holy Spirit speaks to us, or when our conscience speaks to us, we don't hear it anymore. When this happens, our decisions are based on what the flesh says or what the soul says, and not what the Word of God says or what the Holy Spirit says. This can give us major problems. So walking in the Spirit is making your decisions based upon the Word of God and based upon what the Holy Spirit says, and not what your flesh says and not what your soul says. Your conscience also stands guard over your faith. What does this mean? It means when we're about to say something or we have said something that's against the word of God or contrary to the word of God, your conscience will say, hey, what you're saying then is not in faith. You're talking fear. God wants a believer to walk in faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So your spirit man, the voice of your spirit, your conscience, will speak to you and say, what you're saying is not correct. It's not walking in faith. In fact, it's against the word of God and it's against your faith. Your heart is the spirit man of you. It's the place where faith is developed through the word of God. It's also the place where what you want from God, the promises of God, they come through your heart. So your conscience is saying, guard your heart. The word of God actually says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces or the issues of life. This means coming out of your heart will be the forces necessary to change things in your life or to add things into your life. So your conscience is there like a guard. Once my conscience condemns me to say that what I have prayed is against the word of God, or my conscience says that I do not believe what I've prayed, then my heart or my spirit man fails to produce the necessary faith that we need in life. Let's now go to the 5th topic called How to Develop Your Human Spirit. And our scripture is Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, and it says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This is the King James Version. You are a spirit being that lives forever, and you must begin to think as a spirit being, not as a mental or physical being all the time. You must start to train yourself to relate to the realm of the spirit while at the same time living in the natural realm. How is this done? Begin to discipline yourself. Renew your mind with God's word to think and act spiritual. Another point. I am what the Bible says I am, and to believe it. Another point, I have what it says I have, and I can do whatever it says I can do. The last point, do not be ruled by your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. This blocks the moving of the Holy Spirit. We must remind ourselves that we are ministers of the Spirit, not just ministers of the Word. The ideal ministry is one that can teach the Word of God and flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus is our perfect example of a man who walked in the natural but also walked in the Spirit at the same time. Jesus taught God's Word, and after that he flowed in the ministry gifts. First the Word, then the ministry. This represents a balanced spiritual life. Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit can be developed every day. Even in your workplace, you can ask the Holy Spirit, what should you do about a certain situation? And then if you hear his voice, follow that instruction and to see if it was correct. This happens as you practice. I know that sounds a little bit strange, but you have to practice hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You have to practice listening to the voice of your conscience. When we do this, practicing hearing the Holy Spirit or our conscience, God knows what we're doing and he will encourage us and guide us. And also remember that being sensitive in the Holy Spirit or sensitive in our spirit, being led by the Spirit, it is not just for the fivefold ministry people in ministry positions. It's not just for the people who are in ministry positions full time. It's for every believer. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've been encouraged and enjoyed the word. Thank you for listening, and God bless.